The Senate passed a measure dealing with genetic discrimination. Could you give us the details, Mary Agnes?
The legislation, which was first introduced in 1995, passed the Senate by a vote of 95-0. It would prohibit employers from using any results from genetic screening tests, and we're talking here about tests that would determine a genetic predisposition to cancer or other diseases, to determine whether or not to hire a worker or to promote them. And additionally, insurers could not make any health insurance coverage decisions based on the results of a genetic screening test.
Now, you mentioned that the legislation was first proposed in 1995. Can you tell us a bit about what happened between then and now?
While the Senate passed genetic discrimination bills twice, and that was in 2003 and 2005, the House, which was then under Republican control, never acted on either of those measures. But as the sophistication of genetic testing continued to improve, many people were still afraid to take the test out of fear that they might be denied health insurance or employment based on the results. Proponents of the measure said they hoped its passage would help ease those worries.
So what's the next step for this bill?
The House, which earlier passed another version of the legislation, is expected to pass the Senate's version and then send the bill to the White House, where President Bush is expected to sign it.
The House passed legislation that would stop the implementation of several new Medicaid regulations proposed by the Bush administration. What happened there?
By a vote of 349-62, the House passed the bill, and that vote total signals that the chamber has plenty of support to override a promised presidential veto of the measure. In the House, Democrats and many Republicans joined forces to block for 1 year the new regulations. Governors and many health care groups have opposed these regulations, saying they'd hurt care for Medicaid beneficiaries. But administration officials said the changes are aimed at reducing accounting gimmicks and billing services to the federal government that have nothing to do with health care.
And what happens now?
The next step is that the bill moves to the Senate. Late last week, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, he's a Democrat of Nevada, put the measure on a fast-track process, which eliminates committee consideration and brings the bill straight to the Senate floor. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt said last week that he expected the House Medicaid bill would face significant resistance in the Senate, and some Republicans there, such as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Charles Grassley of Iowa, have made the case that the regulations should be implemented.
House and Senate committees both held hearings dealing with the Food and Drug Administration's efforts to protect the nation's drug supply. What took place at those hearings?
At both sessions, lawmakers tried to get FDA officials to say precisely how much in additional federal funding they needed to increase drug inspections abroad. FDA's inability to inspect foreign drug manufacturers has received increased attention since it was discovered that tainted batches of the blood thinner heparin, manufactured in China and exported to the United States, might have been a factor in up to 81 deaths. Lawmakers in both chambers have been asking if the FDA could have done more to prevent the contaminated drug from entering the country and what could be done to stop this from happening again.
What did the witnesses say?
The FDA officials made the case that a broader overhaul of the agency's efforts to track and inspect international production of drugs, which includes steps such as beefing up the FDA's internal information technology systems, expanding the use of third-party certification, and improving collaboration with foreign regulators, were just as necessary as increasing the number of FDA inspectors abroad. FDA officials also stressed that the drug makers themselves should bear more responsibility for the quality of the ingredients manufactured overseas, and that the agency needs to have a comprehensive database of those manufacturers to help track possible problems.
So what's ahead for Congress on this issue?
Well, there'll be more hearings, no doubt, as well as more examination of the entire FDA regulatory process as it deals with drugs, food, and other items that it regulates. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman John Dingell, a Democrat of Michigan, has proposed draft legislation that would place new regulations and user fees to raise revenue on foreign food and drug producers, and the bill is drawing opposition from both of those sectors. Also, some in Congress are arguing that Congress should allow the FDA to absorb and implement its new authorities and duties included in an overhaul measure passed just last year, instead of placing new responsibilities on the agency in another bill. Expect this debate to continue for much of the year.
Mary Agnes Carey with Congressional Quarterly, thanks for joining us today.